Welcome to another Natural Born Leader episode. Today is April 20th. Getting out of my home. It's Saturday morning. And about to go get a little coffee. To be honest, I might do an energy drink because coffee has just been... I guess when I drink it, I get more anxious than excited. So I'm going to start slowing down on the coffee and just doing something that doesn't give me a bad aftertaste, because coffee is not it, to be honest. I don't even know why people like it. But, you know, while I was going outside of my home, you know, I was in the elevator and I met this older gentleman who was getting in the elevator. And whenever I see older people, it kind of like puts things into context, right? Because puts things into perspective, because, you know, I'm 25, I'm going to be 26 in a few months. And, you know, I'm getting after it. Every day I wake up chasing dreams, chasing goals, trying to take care of my people, trying to take care of having an amazing time with my people, trying to, you know, think as best as I can think to be able to provide an amazing life for the people I love. And that could be my family, that could be my team, that could be, you know, my future family. But also, of course, trying to live an amazing life, you know, have an amazing lifestyle, accomplish, feel accomplished. But none, when you look at someone who's like in their 80s, the only thing that you kind of like recognize is that the only thing that would make them be happier is gaining time. It's not gaining a better lifestyle. It's not getting a better car. It's not getting in a Porsche. It's not living in a penthouse. It's not, you know, dating multiple women. It's not going outside. It's not drinking tequila. It's not like a weekend off or a trip to Ibiza or Mykonos or Greece or Marbella. It's not being in a crazy villa. It's like none of that really matters. All that would matter and change and make their life even more beautiful is time. But when we're young, we're so focused on the material stuff, exchanging our time for more success financially, and we realize that we're trading the most beautiful currency, which is time, for something that we will actually never value when we get old. Like, isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy, guys? Like, you're trading time, okay? Every day. Like, right now, I have my computer with me. It's Saturday at noon. Why do I have my computer on a Saturday afternoon? I have more money than I can spend in years in my bank account, but I still have my computer with me and going on a coffee shop and thinking about how I can create more value for others, right? Now, I'm not saying working is bad. I'm sure you guys know working. You guys know that I'm not the type of person to say that work is bad. But I always want to balance it out, guys. I never want to be the guy who says, oh, be a natural born leader. Just hustle, hustle, hustle. And be a dummy, slave to your business, and just make a bunch of money. And then when you're 60, 70, you're like, oh, Serge, when he was 25, he actually did share the fact that when I'm older, I wouldn't actually appreciate all the shit I chased. Okay? It is important for you guys to remember that we're trying to be financially free so we can be free, okay? Not financially free so you can be chase more financial success, okay? So if you know you're working hard, if you know you're not going to die tomorrow, next month, next year, if you can please take time today and be present, enjoy the wind, enjoy the flowers. Take time to kiss someone you love. Take time to send love to someone that you love, right? Take time to send something that is not that's not driven by capitalistic desires, that's not driven by desires to accumulate more wealth. Just do something that has no profit. Like, genuinely, find the most unprofitable thing you can do, whether that be watching a movie, whether that be staying in bed all day and just ordering Uber Eats and or going to brunch and maybe drink a little mimosas with your friends or your loved ones, Or maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe get drunk at noon. Who cares? Right? But please, make sure that by the time you're 70, 80 years old, you have no regrets whatsoever. That you look back on your life and you're like, you know what? Man, we lived such an amazing life. It was a beautiful run. And even if in the next lifetime we get another run like this, we're going to do it again. We wouldn't change nothing. Okay? But again, getting drunk costs money. So so I'm going to work, guys. I'm going to work. I'm going to take care of my people. I'm going to invest in my people. I'm going to attract better talent. We're going to build amazing solutions. But you best believe that every now and then, we're going to be living it up and being in the present. And because that's all that really matters, okay? Love y'all, guys. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing month. Change your life. Change the life of the ones you love. And I appreciate you. Bye-bye.